of the Living Geek.
Did it.
Oh,
Kenneth did it. I'm not the only one with... I think Peter's going to win that one, because he already has a full territory in South America and all of Mexico.
Yeah, he's got a big fucking pile, too.
Yeah, Shelby's got all of Africa, and I think that's... she's got East Africa, and I think... what's his face? Brandon has South. Rage is doing pretty good in Australia, too, though.
I've got almost Russia.
Yeah, just missing four.
Oh my god, that pissed me off so much. The first turn, I put all five of my troops in one just to get this one fucking territory in the northernmost part from Brandon, and he killed all of my troops and didn't lose any of his.
That's some typical bullshit.
That's why I don't like it's risk.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
That's why small world's better.
Alright, should we get started? This is going to be a long one, I'm afraid.
I don't think it'll be that long.
It might not be a long one, I don't know.
We'll get right down to it. Welcome back! Summer's over! Do you remember when they used to do three seasons per year?
Yes.
No.
Oh yeah, they used to. And then we started doing this and we're like, we're gonna go down to two seasons per year just because of those guys.
What? Good, it's good to take a break.
There was never three seasons a year. That doesn't even make any sense. It's been on for 16 years and there's 33 seasons now because they started at the wrong time. But...
No, they've been
on for 16 years.
They've dovetailed them in the past. Like, there hasn't always been this like 4 or 5 month dead zone between seasons. Or maybe they were just better. You know what? I think they were just better about spacing them, so they had like a summer season and a winter season instead of a winter and then spring and then nothing for summer and nothing for autumn. Don't check my math on that. It all works. Yeah, anyway, I was going to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, there was a bigger gap. So anyway, what'd you guys do? How'd you guys cope? What'd you watch? What'd you do?
I cried.
I have a child, so I go to bed early, and I wake up early, and I go to work.
So you watched a lot of Octonauts.
No, not quite there yet.
Get ready for that stuff. They're coming to San Jose. Yeah. She'll love it.
I don't even know who that is.
The Octonauts?
What the fuck is Octonauts?
It's a whole bunch of... Well, I would say ethnically diverse, but they're actually just different colored octopuses that live under the sea, and they go on missions.
Octopi. Fuck.
Nope. They're octopuses. I'll tell what I did, but I don't want to go first all the time. Or second.
I legitimately just went to work.
No,
that's
I don't.
All you do when you have a young kid. You go to work, you come home, you feed the kid, you go to bed, you wake up, you go to work.
Hey, is your name Brian?
I don't care.
That's all I do because I'm fucking lazy.
Okay, great.
You play a lot of Warcraft.
I play video games when I'm not at work. And that's about it.
We both went to Comic-Con and then did not actually cross paths at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
we were for the first time ever in the same city, and we're just like, this is a big convention. We got things to do. So that was our summer. Yeah. All right. Andy's being a little a little saucy. He's being a little salty. So we will just get right. We will dive right into it as we get into season. What is this? 33. And is the official name Millennials vs. Gen X, or is it like Second Chances, where the actual name was Survivor Cambodia?
I think it is season 33, Millennials versus Gen X.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess
it's to be Fiji.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess they would have to because they already had a Survivor Fiji, which was one of the seasons that everyone seems to hate except for me. I thought it was all right. That was the one with Yao Man and Earl? Earl was the winner, the first African American winner. Congratulations.
People hate it because Yao Man gave up that truck and then got shafted.
Oh, no. Well, that was one of the best moments. Like, that made me hate dreams so much. Not even just dreams with a Z, but the concept of dreaming. And that's why I just don't do it anymore. We come back to Fiji. Apparently, thank you for writing this out. Mamanuka Island. Mm. You say it looks very nice, but all I've seen are the videos of the contestants, and even then, not all of them, because some of them wouldn't load for me, where it just looks
In the initial trailer after the last finale, like the one they rolled at the end of the last season's finale,
they're
like panning over, and like over the island they're going to do it, and it's fucking gorgeous.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a reason that the tropical island of Fiji is known as a destination resort. Don't answer those.
I live there now.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Let's hope this time there isn't a military coup midway through the season the way there was last time also. Might affect why they haven't done another season there. Right, so our gimmick this several couple months, is Millennials versus Gen X. Basically, I wouldn't even say old versus young. It's middle-aged versus younger, and then one baby boomer thrown in just because they need to have an older person.
This one's fucking, it's not middle-aged. This one's like people in their late 20s versus people in their early 30s. They're like fucking 4 years apart.
No, well, for a lot, you're right for some of them, but there's a couple folks in their 40s and at least one guy who is 18. But yeah.
18-year-old and 52-year-old to throw everything off.
Yeah.
They're like 5 years apart.
Well, I mean, the general idea is millennials are born between 1980 and 2000, and Gen X is 65 to 1980. So, I mean, it's not... I mean,
yeah, but
like,
all the people
the
that are over
like
30,
weird...
they call Gen X.
Yeah, that's their... Well, that's their handy cutoff point that they're using. Generations are kind of a weird construct anyway. They don't actually exist.
20 years, it's not complex.
But anyway, this is a dumb... I don't know. Okay. Having an older people versus younger people has been done before, and I'm fine with that. I think that's cool. I think it's great. But phrasing it as millennials versus Gen X just seems a little bit, we need to get ratings, you guys. So I don't know. I don't really care. I'm glad it's going to be this way.
It directly pushes that button of that generation who thinks that young people in their 20s right now have gotten things handed to them, but that like the generation above us had to work really hard for everything.
Yeah.
Which maybe they did or didn't. I don't know. But the idea that now people don't work hard for things, or that people weren't giving things in the past, like that antagonism between the two is what they're trying to get at here. Yeah, no, because I got angry because I'm ageist.
we discovered that last season when you were like, hey, let's not have anyone over the age of 50 anymore.
You know what? The one person over 50 in this is going to get voted out real fast.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a dumbass. He is physically capable of doing it. He's just socially an idiot. He would be a social idiot if he was 14 or 32.
Just admit that he never shuts the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy, honestly, that guy's just angling for his own A&E show or Lifetime or whatever. That's all it is. Like, I forget his name. We'll get to it. We're going to break down some of these folks later on. Spoilers.
Wait. Point of order. I have an idea already for first bets.
All right.
Yeah.
We should bet on the first Gen Xer that says they did like something fucking like strategic and smart because they're Gen X, and for the first millennial to say that they did something stupid or crazy because they're a millennial.
All right, I'm down
for
that.
I like that one. Yeah. Here, someone type that in
I'm typing this right now. First Gen Xer, what was it? Who says they did something because they're smart?
No, because they did something crazy.
No, the Gen Xer did something strategic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gen Xer was smart and shit.
Yeah, I got them mixed up.
And first millennial.
Yeah.
Who does something crazy because they're millennial.
Crazy or stupid.
And then says, I'm a millennial, so I'm going to do this kind of thing. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
What about, do we want to do a bet on the first Gen Xer to the first one during the actual show to bring up the fact that millennials don't work for anything?
That's good. A good one, too. Yeah, add that to the list. Glad we got some good ones in here so far. I feel like I need to come up with one, but I don't want to.
We'll do a normal reshuffle bet, like the week.
Yeah.
The week we think it's going to get reshuffled, and a normal Deadpool.
And our Deadpool that never works.
Yeah.
Our Deadpool that goes
every time.
Until the merge.
Yeah. Actually, we kind of covered our general thoughts on this gimmick. It's a gimmick. It's fine. Like, remember when they did the race one and people were like, ooh, race survivor, ooh, edgy, and whatever. It's like, meh, who cares?
In the end, they're gonna mix the tribes up in like 5 weeks.
Anyway. Yeah, and especially with this one, they're gonna have to, because what they want is that conflict between the two. And I don't think for a moment that they're gonna be like, you know, we should let this just go down to a single merge. That would be stupid. There would be no point. Like, that wouldn't get you the generation mixing that you want, which I don't think there's going to be that much, because there's some, like Brian was saying, there's some folks who are only like 2 years older than other folks. There's at least one millennial who's like 31, I think. And I'm like, that's, well, okay, we are millennials and we're in our 30s. I'm 34. 34. You guys are also 34, right?
No.
I always count. No, 32.
We're 32. Yeah.
You're 32?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, screw you. You millennials. I'm Gen X then, I guess. I don't know.
But the other thing is, there are people in this.
No, we're Gen X too, according to the show.
Yeah.
There are people in this who age-wise belong to one tribe, but ideologically go to the other. Like, there's a millennial who talks about working hard for everything that she earned.
Oh, yeah. CC
belongs in the Gen X mentality.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the interesting thing about that is CC was raised by her godparents, which I assume probably means grandparents as well.
Excuse me, not CC, the other black woman?
No, CC.
That was Michaela?
no, I just. Oh, CC, you're right. CC is
a black Gen X woman.
Oh, she's Gen X. You're right. All right. Yeah. No, Michaela. Yeah. Actually, I really liked Michaela's. We'll get into all that. But there's a big degree of overlap because really, I mean, that's the point when you get right down to it. Is generations are kind of just they're arbitrary labels used by marketing to sell products to people of that generation. Like they don't actually exist. There's plenty of millennials who are. Like, we call them self-righteous and entitled, but the thing is, that's everyone in their teens. That's everyone in their early 20s. I'm going to change the world. You know, that sort of thing. And so it's just, gets...
I did not ever act like that.
Oh, yeah, because you're too bitter and cynical.
Yeah.
But that's also the point, right? Like, I mean, you're technically a millennial, and you didn't treat... I guess we don't really count. We're a buffer generation, where we're between the two. That's a technical term. No, who cares?
We're further illustrating why this whole concept is bullshit.
Yeah, they just... Essentially, they just picked an arbitrary an age range and made two tribes of that, and then they said, congratulations, you guys are going up against each other. We'll name it something evocative. And I don't blame them for doing that. They need to get their ratings, whatever. I mean, this is still a very highly rated show, but networks need money. That's how they have fun things like...
Because there's an entire tribe, an entire half of this that's under 20. I don't know. I didn't check it, but I feel like the general age of this season is younger. And I think maybe they're also trying to appeal to a younger audience because their audience is aging with them.
That's a good point.
If they want to go another 5 or 10 years, maybe, even fingers crossed for them, then they need to get in some younger viewers who are gonna be interested in this for that long haul too.
Yeah, I take that. Because that's interesting. Like, the audience for this show is extremely loyal, but a show that's been around for a long time does not tend to attract new viewers, and so the only way you can do that really is through gimmicks and things like this. And hopefully, yes, they respond to it. So, should we just get right into who do we want to do like a minute on each person?
Yeah, let's go down the list and see if anybody actually stands out.
All right, this is gonna be our power hour. We're gonna just power through these guys. So our first one, Adam Klein, 25 years old from San Francisco, homeless shelter manager. Oh, I'm sorry, I should point out millennial tribe is Vanua. Okay, great.
Vanua? I thought it was Vanua.
Vanua, whatever. It don't matter. None of this shit. None of this matters. No one's listening. It doesn't matter. Adam Klein. He described himself as intelligent, confident, impersonable, and I kind of liked him. Well,
you liked him
a little.
I didn't. You read the paper, the written bio for them. I didn't do that. I just watched the video.
And oh, no, I did.
He comes off as a self-centered asshole.
I did both. I'll freely admit that I had a pretty negative response to him at first. But then as I watched mainly because of all of like the B-roll footage where he's like doing push-ups and staring right at the camera awkwardly and doing all this kind of dumb stuff. But then I watched the rest and everyone did that. And it was like it was intentionally as awkward as possible. Like they didn't, it's almost like they didn't even tell the person, hey, do this, do that. They're just like, we're going to put a camera on you for 5 minutes. Just do stuff for us. And when that happened,
clearly did.
That's just their videos. But for me, what got he comes off to me as a self-centered asshole because he has this little bit where he's like, you know, I graduated Phi Kappa whatever the fuck from Stanford, you know, but I'm working as a nonprofit, so I might not get paid as much as I should, but I'm doing something meaningful. That just comes off like, fuck you.
No,
I paid what you should. Go get that job that you're talking about. Like, don't even... Nobody gives a shit where you went to college.
Right.
Or your fucking fraternity.
Yeah, no. I think he automatically came off as a douchebag when he mentioned what his fraternity is. Like, I don't give a fuck.
No, that was... Phi Kappa isn't a fraternity. It's like, I don't think it's, it's not, I don't know what it is, but it's a way that you graduate.
Is it an honors fraternity?
No, it's like an honor, it is an honor, like magna cum laude, but it's not, at least I don't think it's a fraternity. Phi Kappa, something or other.
I mean, there are multiple fraternities that are called honor fraternities, and you don't have to be male to get in them. You don't have to live in a house to get in them, but you have to have a certain GPA to get in them. So they're not like a fraternity, like, you know, frat house fraternity.
Oh, they're fraternity, okay.
Like an elite
club. A social club, fraternity. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's the thing, though. It's like, well,
that makes them seem even douchier then.
Yeah. No, because
extra don't give a shit about your Phi Kappa or whatever the fuck. Like, that's great. Well, I graduated cum laude from some bullshit college, too.
Stanford is not a bullshit college. That's the Harvard of the West. Founded on the backs of Chinese immigrants.
Great. You want to pay three times as much as Cal and get a worse education.
It's not worse. Stanford is one of the elite schools in the world.
It's always ranked lower than Cal. And Cal Poly.
No, Cal Poly. No, that's stupid. Anyways, no, this guy, like, okay, the thing is, though, he could be making more money with the thing that he has. He chooses to work at a nonprofit that doesn't get him as much because he wants to help folks. I think that's pretty cool.
I don't walk away. Yeah. I also work for a nonprofit and earn shit for money because
I work for a school.
I don't go around telling everybody. I work
for a
nonprofit organization.
You work for
on a college campus.
That is garbage and you know it. You work for San Jose State University. That's not enough.
For the Student Union Inc., which is a nonprofit company owned by the students of the school.
That is such a technicality, semantics, bullcorn.
I work for a nonprofit. It might not be a homeless shelter, but I work for a nonprofit. And I get paid nonprofit wages, and I don't go around telling people, oh, you know, I could get paid more if I decided to move to the private sector.
Yeah, but at the same time, nobody has ever put you on camera and said, hey, tell us about yourself and why you think you're special.
No, but I get the sense Adam starts off with his line at parties.
That's because you are
like of all the lines to start off with. I don't know. Anyway, we were gonna do hot takes. And
we got this. Anyway, the one that I have of him is he was saying in his written thing, he said that he doesn't believe in paying your dues by like making copies or fetching coffee for people. And on the one hand, I can understand that, but on the other hand, having done that, that's incredibly important. That's like, you know how in Karate Kid they had Daniel like wax the car, paint the fence. That's learning, like, that kind of thing is learning basic stuff about the company. Yeah, granted, fetching coffee isn't glorious or glamorous or anything of the sort, but it's a lot more important than you think it is. It's learning the ropes of that company. It's learning the chain of command. It's learning where shit is, that sort of thing. How to do stuff. Do you want to be an executive who doesn't even know how to make copies? No. You need to do that stuff when you're an intern.
Yeah. I'm just annoyed with this guy overall.
Yeah, well, as I said, at the same time, he's 25, and of course a 25-year-old doesn't think that it's important to do all that stuff. He'll learn. We were all that age. Yeah,
we'll get there.
Yeah. Anyway, next we got Hannah Shapiro out of West Hollywood, California. California, this one, there's a lot of people from California in this season. She's a barista out of West Hollywood. She's 24 and wears glasses. And, okay, I couldn't see her video. It didn't load for me. Her page thing was super, like, self-effacing, like, ha ha ha, whatever. The thing is, I like that, but I really hope there's more to her than, oh, I'm so silly and dumb, I'm a klutz, oh, I fall down, because that can get real annoying real fast.
That was also her entire video was I'm weird and quirky, ha ha. Okay, you have to lay off that a little bit and show some actual brains.
Yeah.
Man, I saw that. I was thinking, like, I definitely have to have her on my team. I mean, if you go back far enough, I'm probably related to her. But I'm like, dude, she's going to get voted off immediately. She's going to annoy the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Although, I don't remember the contestant's name because she didn't last to the merge. But you remember that season with Jimmy Johnson from the Dallas Cowboys? there was a woman who was super granola, weird, quirky, crazy, whatever, and she lasted pretty well until circumstances caused her to quit the game. And she's one of the few people that was like, she probably should have quit. But that's the thing, is like, everyone thought for sure, oh, she's gone first. She lasted like basically right up until the merge. And so I could see her maybe fixing it, maybe course correcting and staying on. But yeah, overall, at least just based on paper, I was looking at that and I was just like, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I mean, if you can be under the radar long enough, then you can survive till the merge and then become a goat, a la Debbie from last year. But I don't know if she's going to do that herself.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, hey, Hannah is a palindrome. So the next one we got here is Jessica Figgy Figueroa, Figgy. I like a good nickname. Figgy, not so much, but whatever. Hey, that's what she chooses. She's a 23-year-old bartender out of Nashville, although not originally from Nashville. She never really said where she came from originally. She does sound like Tennessee. But she said in her bio, I moved to Tennessee all on my own. I came from the inner city. So I'm going to go with Knoxville? I don't know. I'm just saying. It's in the area.
Memphis?
Memphis is kind of far. But yeah, could be. She said she grew up from the mean streets, which, all right, I don't know much about Tennessee. So maybe there are some pretty mean streets. But to me, I'm like, seems pretty cool. But whatever. She seemed all right, but overall, I'm just kind of like, she's going to play the flirty game, and I'm just not interested in that, so.
Why do people only use the word douchebag for men? Because she was really douchey. I'm not just a pretty face. Like, who the fuck said you were pretty? Fuck you. like that's fucking part of your goddamn video. Look, I'm fucking good looking, okay?
Yeah. She did make a pretty concerted effort to point out, I know how good looking I am, and I'm going to use that to my advantage. Which, I don't know.
That good either. She's kind of attractive.
And she liked to point out, like, oh, I am also four sports. Like, yeah, that's great.
Well, no, that's important. Like, hey, look, I'm an active, sporty person that's useful in the game, so I actually get that. I'm more intrigued by the four sports she played than I am by the fact that she fills out a swimsuit well. That's just me. Yeah. But whatever, Figgy, I don't think she'll last. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say? I don't think she's going to last very long, but meh, whatever. I don't know. I think they did a couple of warm bodies who are just going to look good out there this time around, and Figgy seems to be one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, she's all right. I don't know. Overall, looking at this season, I see potential. Well, we'll get to that.
Really? I hate all of them.
I wasn't too excited about a lot of them, but I could see, I have reservations, but that's just because I have reservations about anyone. Like, I could see them working out pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, cool, you're there.
Okay, so we finished up Figgy?
Yeah, more or less. We had some technical difficulties, so we're just going to pick up where we left off. We finished off Figgy, good job for you, you're just a person. Justin J. Starrett? Justin! Well, actually, no, he's going to call himself Jay. Doesn't really matter. Out of Fort Lauderdale, he's a real estate agent. Fort Lauderdale real estate agents are not exactly the least shady people in the world. He's 27 and described himself as determined, intelligent, and funny. Two of those words are somewhat accurate.
He seems like a surfer version of Rodney. He's too bro for my taste. Rodney at least was funny in how terrible and dumb he was. This guy doesn't seem to, he doesn't take it that far. So he's not even, I don't think he's going to be entertaining. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. I could see that happening. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to hate him.
Yeah. I want to not judge people too much, but like, I got
it. That's the point of this episode.
I know.
Fucking judge them.
I know.
Isn't Fort Lauderdale a spring break destination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically his job is to sell drunken college students real estate that they can't afford yet.
I don't want to know what it's like to grow up in a spring break town. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no, he moved there.
Being a kid in like Tijuana.
he moved there.
Even worse.
I think he moved there and then he found the job. I can't quite remember, but that moves us to God dang it, man. I'm going to get all these names wrong. And they said them to me. I think it's Mari. It's Mari. Yeah. Like, the funny thing is, they said their names in their videos. And I was just like, I forget instantly. But Mari Takahashi, a 31-year-old self-professed gamer from L.A. I've never heard of her.
Yeah, I've never heard of her either. I don't know what game she plays. Yeah. But she mentions having like 6 million viewers.
6 million.
More than 6 million. I thought it was higher than that. I don't remember. But yeah,
no, it was like 6.7 million.
Yeah.
It was in the 6 million range.
Yeah, I'm sure she's hella good at what she does. So
I never played CSGO, and she's a CSGO gamer. Like, that's a huge, huge segment of the Twitch population. So, I mean, it's totally feasible, 6.7, and none of us have heard of her.
But I was hoping she was going to say what games, because then I was going to look her up.
Right, yeah. Well, the last gamer that we had, well, you could look her up anyway. We know her real name.
Well, I have her name. That's a good point.
But so, Brian, there's this website. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It was just introduced to me today. It's like Goggle, I think. No, it's altavista.digital.com. And you type in, can you go to Google? And then you type in Mari Takahashi, and you can find out this information. Actually, fuck it. You know what? I'll edit some of that out, but I'm gonna look her up now, just because I'm curious what she plays. If she plays Overwatch, I'm gonna just start watching her now.
You're gonna be looking for her.
I'm looking for her right now.
I'm so bad at Overwatch.
Yeah, what's her gamer tag? Oh, you're not as bad as I am. Stop.
Oh no, no, I am at Atomic Mari. Smosh Pit. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not easy. Oh, that's the. Yeah, I just. Okay, you know what? Maybe it'll just say in her Twitter bio, YouTube gamer. Yeah. All right, I don't care anymore.
I can't find 6.7 million anything related to her, but.
Well, that's probably her cumulative views of her videos or something, but whatever.
No,
it
I'm looking
matter.
At her videos. And, no.
Oh.
But whatever.
Well, what games? You're looking at her videos. What games? This is important information.
It's like dancing, it's like her ballet.
Lame. Well, regardless, I like her. She seemed entertaining and fun. So, I mean, a YouTube star, kind of, unlike Will, that actually has a personality, I'm for it. All right. Any other thoughts before we move on?
I hated her the least.
You hated her the least.
I for me, she had the most awkward B-roll with these ballet on the beach. It just didn't.
They all did.
The problem is, it shouldn't have been the most awkward because she's an actual trained ballerina, so it should have looked great, but it just seemed so out of place and weird.
No, that's. And I think that's
what they asked her to do.
Also, I was gonna say, I feel like that's the reason why it was so awkward and weird, because her response was probably, "You want me to do what? All right, whatever." And then it's like, you don't have anyone watching you. Like, ask performers. Performers performing in front of a crowd feel a lot more comfortable and less awkward than performing in an empty room, like for auditions or whatever. Because auditions, they're not giving you any feedback or whatever. They're not giving you anything. And as a performer, that's what you're performing for. So, anyway, Michaela Bradshaw, a 25-year-old Fort Worth, Texas resident who does vacation club sales, but also originally Californian. So, yeah, we get another one. She was the one that we alluded to earlier who was just talking about how she grew up with nothing. And she grew up raised more or less by her godparents. And so, yeah, I liked her. She was the kind of person who was just like, we didn't have cable. We didn't have... Trying to think about their lives. Air conditioning,
She had the anecdote about, you know, making it a game to run around the house and turn on all the fans.
Yeah. I feel like she'll do well in a deprived situation like this.
And I feel like she'll do well in the merge, too, because she's young enough to fit in with the millennials, and she has the ideology that the old people are looking for, too.
I don't really buy
that. That's
what
I didn't like about her, was the thing. It's like, I didn't have all that stuff, and I'm still cool. I didn't like that shit. But I did like her because I think she was the one that said, like, if you push your religion on people, you're an asshole.
Yes,
I like that. That was her.
No,
right?
I don't think that was her. Cause
that was one of the guys.
Yeah, Jay. That was Jay. He said, like, I was dating this girl. They're like, you can't marry her unless you go to church.
Right.
And he was like, well, I only was dating her for like a week. Dang, yo.
My third date, bro.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
Was it him? All right, never mind then.
Yeah. I think there was a woman who said something about, like, religion is fine, just... Oh, you know what it was, Brian? She was talking about her religion, but she was also talking about how she doesn't like to bludgeon other people with it. So, yeah.
She was the one that said, like, don't, like, fucking blame everything you get on Jesus. Go fucking do something for yourself.
Yeah, and I really like that, too. She was the Ben Franklin thing of God helps those who help themselves. Like, that was his way of saying, he's not going to cure you of cancer, which we might get to later. But anyway, for now, we got one more person, Michelle Schubert, 28, from Yakima, Washington. Oh. She's a missionary recruiter. And the first of several, like, this is a very Christian group.
Yeah.
I feel like there's sure a she's strong, the worst one. I feel like there's a strong religious sub-theme that's going to happen in this series that I don't know if it's going to pan out in the final edits that they show, but in these, like, meet the cast, there's people who are strongly anti-religious, don't bludge me over the head with it, don't push it on other people. And then there are people who are, like, youth pastors and missionary recruiters, there's some
like six of them
for religious views, it's going to be interesting to watch for that too. I mean, I know their thing is millennial versus Gen X, but this is definitely going to be
but the thing is also that may be a unifying factor, cross-generation unifying factor on both sides. She says she's into Settlers of Catan, so how bad can she really be?
Pretty bad. Her adjectives to describe herself
are boring fucking board game ever. I'm gonna put it out there. It's the most boring fucking board game ever.
Monopoly's pretty dull too.
Yeah.
No, Settlers of Catan is way worse. There's like shit going on in Monopoly. Every single turn in Settlers of Catan is exactly the same thing.
I just want to throw there, I am also super annoyed by Michelle because her three adjectives to describe her three words used to describe herself are hungry, and hippo.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
It's trying too hard to be witty and special. And then she says, like, one of the things I'm going to do that's sneaky is I have a boyfriend back home, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
Well, you know, those three words, that's one of the questions on the thing. That's what they write in order to get picked. It worked for her. Like, they just take their application and they put it online. I mean, so it worked. It's trying too hard. It's like, there's only 20 people going to be in this season out of 100,000 people who apply. You got to do something. So, hey, she did something and it worked. So, whatever.
I guess, but yeah.
I don't like her.
I don't like it.
If you can't speak about anything without somehow turning it into a conversation about the Bible, there's something wrong with you. You have to separate it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not everything.
Well, I feel like there also
are other things going on.
No, that
aren't the Bible.
But going through her bio, I actually feel a little bit. I don't think she's going to be quite like that because she was talking about how in her bio she talks about how she's
watched her video.
I watched her video, but then I read her bio.
It's not going to be like that.
No, because her bio was talking about how she's like, I also really like studying dragons and astrology. I'm like, well, you know, that's not a total Bible thing.
Hate her even more. The fact you just said astrology, just fucking, God.
She has to study those things so that she can know the mark of the beast.
Oh, you guys.
Those two things are the devil's handiwork.
The hottest of takes. You guys are so judgmental. Okay. Anyway, out of Idaho, but I'm sure this guy is also a Californian because he very much seemed like one. You got Taylor Lee Stalker of Post Falls, Idaho, a 24-year-old ski instructor. Snowboard instructor, you should have said. Yeah, he's a total bro.
During his video, he literally says, I don't just see a log. I see something I can do a crazy jump off of.
Parkour! Parkour! Yeah, no.
Can I choose this guy as my one who's going to be the first millennial who does something crazy or dumb? And then says he did it because he was a millennial.
No, damn it. That's what I was going to pick.
Well, I mean, we should pick different people, but I mean, I don't see why we can't pick the same person if we really think that's going to be the one.
If all three of us pick the same one, then it's a problem. But if
I'm not going to. I'll pick someone else just because I can. All right. Well, we'll deal with that later. Anyway, I don't know. We'll get to Rachel later, but I really feel like he's the male version of Rachel. He's very peppy, very energetic, very optimistic, but ultimately, I didn't really care about him. Like, I was looking at him, just like, he's a big ball of bland. I mean, he's a pretty face, warm body, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I wish him well, but yeah. All right, anyway, next guy off. Will Wall, 18 years old, the youngest contestant we've ever seen out of New Jersey. He's a high school student, still in high school. He has not actually graduated. Well, by now he has. But I got to be honest, I stopped reading his biography as soon as he got to the part saying his two idols were Jesus Christ and Ronald Reagan. I was like, I am out. I don't care about this person at all. I watched the rest of his video.
When he said, I'm only going to make friends with the Christian people.
Yeah, and then I'm going to use that.
He said he would do it to stab him in the back.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'll ask for forgiveness later. I was just like, come on, guy. His voice was impressive, though. I could listen to him read a... He sounds.
He had the Chocolate Rain thing going on, where it's like, that voice comes out of that person, really?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm definitely not going to be picking him. I dislike this guy very much, which means, of course, he'll go very far just to spite me. The last person on Vanua, whatever millennial tribe is Zeke Smith, 28-year-old Brooklyn out of originally from Oklahoma, an asset manager. So he's a financial guy and he is dapper as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, but he really is embracing that funny gay person's stereotype.
Yeah. Which I hope works out for him. Like, don't you know, you always got to be yourself, be true to yourself. And I think that's really him being his authentic self, blah, blah, blah.
That's great.
I really hope that works out because, as we were saying, this is a very religious season. Right. And
he's going to have a big fight with Michelle.
I hope that doesn't. Well, oh, Michelle, sorry. I got it mixed up with Michaela because their names are very similar. I have a feeling that some of those folks are going to be whatever. Who cares? A lot of Christians. There's actually a lot of Christians who are like, I don't care. Go do what you ever want to do. But also in his video, he was talking about his evangelical parents were really not cool to him. So
he didn't say that it was his parents. He just said the evangelicals didn't like it.
Yeah, which
he never said it was his parents.
I'm pretty sure it's him or his parents. But, yeah, I like him. He seems like he's going to have a good sense of humor, and I hope he goes far. Zeke's a cool guy.
I like him the most so far.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you like him the most, or do you hate him the least?
Well, okay, I hate him the least. I hate all of them.
Boo. All right, that gets us to the
I think it'll be fun to watch, at least.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he'll be okay. That takes us to the Gen X tribe, Takali. The first one, alphabetically going along, we got Brett LaBelle, 42 years old, out of Dedham, Massachusetts. He's a police sergeant. And at first, I had, like, just reading his bio and looking at his picture, I had no interest in this guy. But once I watched him, like, in his video, I'm like, all right, this guy's fun.
He's a good old boy.
He's a good guy. He's a good... Brett, I don't know. There's just something about him. And, like, he works Boston Vice. He has a good sense of humor and improv background. He knows the importance of healthy teeth and gums, I learned. Likes cartoons. The only real con I can think of is this guy's from Boston.
And he's a Patriots fan.
Well, that's kind of...
He said that one guy looks like an NFL player. If he's a 2007 New York Giant, though, I'm getting him out for payback's a bitch.
Yeah, but I feel like... All right,
come on.
He's from Boston, so saying Patriots fan is kind of redundant. You know, that's a prerequisite. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a difference between a Patriots fan and somebody's going to mention it in a Survivor video.
He's excited. He's an excitable guy, but whatevs.
Hey, the last cop we had won, so...
Did they? Who was the last one?
No, the last cop we had got taken out a medical evac, right? Wow, what the hell was the name of the old guy last season?
He was a firefighter, wasn't he? Oh, no, that was Dan.
No, he was a detective.
What?
There was a detective. He cornered a guy and, like, did you do
anything? Oh, yeah, the old guy. Well, FBI, he's okay. Joe.
Yeah, he was an FBI agent. He wasn't.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
The
also,
cop, okay, let's, the cop let's, was the
local cop versus a federal cop. He was it's all like kind of a cop.
Baldy yeah. dude. He wasn't really bald, but he had, like, a buzz cut.
Yeah.
He won. Ooh. I don't remember. He was on the same Look, season with another
pigs,
cop.
I don't care what jurisdiction
is. A cop won, is my point. I don't remember what the fuck his name is.
A cop has won in the past. I'll take your word for it. I'll tell you, that came out much more dismissive than I thought. Sorry, I will take you at your word. We got Chris Hammonds from Moore, Oklahoma. So two Oklahomans. 38 years old, he's a trial lawyer, and he's just a guy. He's a pretty...
Yeah, he's worse than just a guy. He could be the worst. He describes himself as an alpha male, and he's really, really self-centered.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the alpha male, so other guys come to me. I'm like, what? Dude, if you're the alpha male, other guys fucking hate you.
Well,
and he's another person who, when asked, where is it?
When I deleted it already. Hold on a second. Control Z. Bam!
There we go. When asked to, what are three words to describe you? He says, super competitive because I don't lose, tenacious because I never give up, and I'm a fighter. Like, okay, that's terrible grammar.
That's more than three words.
And, yeah, and it's not how that works, but sure.
Nah, I think you'll be fine. I don't know,
obviously, he never loses, so.
he seems not fine. Once ever. If he ever lost, he's like a shark. Person. Yeah, horrible person. Wow! 1.5 minute video and you're ready to call him a horrible person.
He's a horrible person.
Come along.
I'm ready to call him a horrible. I've met a lot of people and I'm feeling confident that I can judge him.
Boo. Well, that gives us our next one. We'll move on from the blatant judging, and you spelled this wrong. You put a capital letter in there that did not belong. Ciandre Cece Taylor. 39 years old, from Granada Hills, California. She's an insurance adjuster. She's outgoing, strong-minded, goal-setter. Which and should also have a hyphen.
Told her she has multiple personalities.
Well, I don't know if that's
something to be proud of.
I don't think he meant it in terms of she has, like, multiple personality dissociative identity disorder. I think he just meant it in terms of she can act differently around different crowds, which can be an asset.
And that's what she's thinking, but what I think it really means in the... In the aspect of Survivor, is that she's going to come off as fucking crazy.
Nah.
She's going to do something dumb and come off as fucking crazy to somebody and make an enemy and then get kicked out early.
Yeah, probably.
Meh, screw you guys. I'm confident. I think this is going to be the best season yet. Except for...
I'm not hating on the season. I just think CeCe's not going to be too good.
No, you know why she's cool? In the still that they posted on CBS, she totally looks like Whoopi Goldberg in that picture. She doesn't at all in the video when you see her moving.
Oh, yeah.
Just in that perfect image.
No, there was another one that I think it was Rachel. I wrote down a note initially based on her still frame. Oh, cool. They got Maya Rudolph to be on the show. But then when I was watching her video, I was like, oh, she doesn't look at all like her video or her still frame. Her still
does look like her in the picture.
Rachel? No, Rachel doesn't look anything like her photo because her photo, her face is all scrunched up because she's laughing or sneezing. Or...
No, I was agreeing with you. She looked like Maya Rudolph.
Oh, my bad.
Picture.
Yeah, exactly. But then, so I wrote that down and then I saw the video. I'm like, oh, I'm going to delete this. But our next person who I do not like is David Wright. 42-year-old TV writer, and now I want to find out, just as I wanted to find out what games the other Katamari Damacy. What if she just played Katamari Damacy all the time? Anyway, as I wanted to see what games she played, now I want to find out what TV shows this guy's written for. It's probably like 2.5 Men or something. But he self-describes as OCD, nervous, and paranoid. And I couldn't actually watch his video. It wouldn't load for me. It tried instead to load an episode of Zoo, and I was not having it.
Let me tell you. Basically, in his video, he said, like, I don't ever go outside, and, like, I never interact with people.
He literally said, I hate the sun.
Wow. Yeah, his bio that I read was very much the same thing. Some of it was reasonable stuff, like, I don't like people who... don't use their turn signals, who interrupt all the time, who blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. And then it was just also like, I hate people. I'm like, oh, man. I feel like...
There's nothing wrong with hating people in general, okay?
Nah.
No, but for the show, it's not a great trick.
Yeah.
The show is you stuck with, like, 20 other people, fuck all nothing to do.
The one thing I'll say that he said that I really agree with, he was talking about... how much he loved breakfast foods, and doesn't understand why people don't eat breakfast anymore. I was like, you know what, David? I agree with you. Let's go with more of that.
Yes, they do. It is not possible to skip breakfast. The first time you eat, you're breaking your fast.
All right.
People say that.
It's impossible
to skip breakfast.
But can we all agree that we don't like David Wright? Is this the first one that we have really
unanimous
agreement on? Not that he's a terrible person. Not that he's a terrible guy. just that we don't necessarily like him.
Well, I feel bad, or I don't want to judge someone that I haven't even seen their video yet. Like, that's the main reason. If it had loaded, I would be right there with you. But yeah, okay. I give his
video is 45 seconds of I hate the sun and 45 seconds I was bullied a lot in school and I have a major victim complex.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Randy had the same stuff going on back in Gabon and Survivor versus Heroes versus Villains. And Randy was awesome. I loved Randy.
Yeah.
Randy, I don't remember.
Randy was the one who threatened, literally threatened to burn down the entire camp. Okay. Yeah, Randy was great. But our next lady here is out of Voorheesville, Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky. For some reason, I thought it was New York. Upstate New York. She's an assistant DA, and her name is Jessica Lewis. She describes herself as... I think
that they named the town after...
Jason Voorhees.
The horror movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Voorheesville. No.
I don't think so. That's in upstate New York. That might be why I thought it was upstate New York. Come on. But yeah, I think we agree here that she just seemed kind of like a person. Like, warm body. I can see her going kind of far in the game if she plays her cards right, but I don't know. Like, just based off the first impression I saw of her, I was kind of like, yeah, she's whatever. I'm sure she's a wonderfully pleasant person, but meh.
Yeah. Quick aside, I figured out why I didn't know who the fuck you're talking about. His name is Brandon. But anyway.
Brandon Hance?
Yeah.
No, Randy from Gabon.
Well, who the fuck is Randy then?
Randy. Look him
up. Randy Gabon.
Yeah, no. Oh, shoot. I used to know his last name. Whatever. He's a videographer.
Google Randy Gabon. It'll show up.
Randy. Well, what was great about Randy was he, for a living, films weddings. And he, like, in his intro was like, I hate weddings. I hate it when people are happy because I'm miserable all the time. The only thing that ever loved me was my dog. My dog died a week before I left for Gabon. Randy's great.
If you see his face, you'll remember that you like Randy.
Yeah.
Brian.
Randy,
I see his face. I don't remember him.
Randy's the one who pissed
looks like Jim Gaffigan. That's all I've got.
Randy's the one who pissed people off so much that Crystal, the Olympian, when she voted, she went to the confessional, wrote down the name, and then instead of just whispering like, I don't like you very much, she was like, fuck you, Randy, right into the camera, and everyone heard it. But, you know, that's the sad thing about Jessica. We're talking more about Randy than her. So let's move on. Let's move on to Ken McNichol, a 33-year-old model out of Denver who is basically there so that soccer moms have something to look at and go, because he is a hot piece of man candy. I give him credit for that. But beyond that, I just, whatever. He was vapid and dumb.
He's also going to play a major part in the religious sub theme of this season, because he is not about avoiding sin. He's kind of the opposite.
Well,
like,
see,
you know, there's nothing wrong with having a good life and enjoying yourself.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. You're right. That's exactly what he said. He was talking about, oh, the Bible says hedonism is bad. It's like, I don't see what's so wrong about enjoying yourself. But then the thing is, what he goes on to describe isn't hedonism in the slightest. It's good old fashioned Epicureanism. It's not at all the same thing. It's completely different. And I just think he's one of those guys who's not very bright, but thinks he's real, real smart.
He also had a lot of innuendo about how... he had a lot of not-so-subtle innuendo about fucking a lot of women.
Oh, well, there is that. yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. Who did we... Oh, we were talking about Jessica. Jessica and Sunday, who we'll get to in a minute here, I feel like they're the type of person who, if they were sitting at home, they would look at Ken and just go, that Ken McNichol, he can sit on my face any day.
that took a turn quickly.
I had to escalate.
And then it's all not so subtle innuendo about him banging a lot of chicks. And he's like, and then one day I found out I had a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. Think about it. It's like he stepped out of the cover of a Harlequin romance novel because he's a good looking guy. He's a model. He sowed his wild oats and he's been out there, but now he's settled down and he enjoys the simple pleasures in life. And he learned the love of his daughter. Yeah, he's a dad. It actually sounds like he's trying to be a pretty good dad. But that's the thing. That is what middle-aged Midwestern white women want. And so, yeah, that's yeah. So I feel that's what he's there for. Coming out of Diamond Bar, which I've never heard of, California, we got a dietitian named Lucy Huang, who seemed interesting, like her personal history, but I don't know, personality wise, didn't seem very interesting.
Yeah,
I do not like her at all. She seems like a terrible, terrible, incredibly judgy person.
You're saying that because of her picture. Look at this picture.
Right? Yeah.
Like judging the shit out of somebody.
Every picture they put up of her, and this is just them picking pictures. Every picture is her sneering at somebody. But then also she says things like, I look at my fellow cast members, and I see people who have experienced life. And I see people that have experienced less life.
Oh.
And she's basically standing there being ageist in her video. And by the way, how old you are is not a correlation to how much life you have experienced. Because Jessica being 37, I don't know if she's experienced as much life as some people who have had more exciting
time. You're really reading into her words. Her words were about life experience, and you're interpreting that as age. That's on you, not on her. That's you being.
And she comes, and then right, she follows it up with, you know, kids these days, and she doesn't say kids these days, but she says people these days are on their iPads in their car. And if you get lost somewhere, you don't even know where you are. Like, number one, that's the definition of getting lost, is not knowing where you are. It has nothing to do with the iPad. If you're lost, you're lost. It doesn't matter if you know how to read a map or not.
She had a pretty good point about that. Like, over-reliance on technology.
That's coming from a person with a flip phone for, like, 20 years.
All right, we'll move on to the next one.
I don't know if you are the best judge of mobile technology mediation.
I don't think you are either, because flip phones were not around for 20 years.
Yeah,
thank it was you. Like five.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm like. I don't know. She comes off as super judgy and equally ageist. I think she might bug me because I think she is mirror me.
That's probably right.
Right? Because I am male, younger than her, fat, and lazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she I was going to say.
She's hardworking, a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I hate old people. She hates young people.
She didn't seem to hate young people. That's the thing I'm saying about you reading into her.
I mean,
like, she just said...
In a minute and a half, it's hard to say it definitively, but...
Yeah, she just said, I see people here who haven't had a whole lot of life experiences. Also, I think this is done before they even actually find out who their tribes are.
Exactly, so she's just looking around the room, not even interacting with them, and already judging them based on their perceived life experience by what they look like.
God, you are really reading into what she said. Personally offends you. Well, of course you think you're right. That's cognitive bias 101.
Yeah. She's the one that said, like, she looked at somebody and she hated him.
I thought that was... No, that was actually our next one, Rachel, that we'll get to. Oh, I'm sorry, not our next one, our next one, Rachel. We'll get to her in a second, because now we're going to switch over to the person who I think we all universally dislike to some degree, Paul Wachter. 52, he's our token baby boomer.
You spelled it wrong.
No. He in his video, he says Wachter. And in the video, it's spelled right, but everywhere else on the website, they have auto-corrected it to Watcher.
That's hella funny.
So the CBS website has it wrong everywhere.
Yeah.
But his video, he says Paul Wachter.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yeah.
See?
Fine.
He is a boat mechanic out of the Sugarloaf Keys in Florida. And he's definitely a baby boomer who's done a little too much acid. He's the one to which we referred to earlier, who is really just angling for a different reality show about him and his family and how, we homeschooled him and now we hunt treasure on the weekends.
He's going to be out of here quickly because he says, if you close me down or shut me up, it's like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, we do 74 songs. We play 4 hours straight. What are they all Ramon songs? How the hell are you playing 74 songs in 4 hours?
Maybe
medley
they're all,
after medley after medley.
I can see them being Beatles. Beatles songs are pretty short too. Some Linkin Park songs are really short, but I don't think he's.
Oh God! Don't let's not mention that. I'm pretty sure that guy is not fucking playing Linkin Park. By the way,
he could be, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Here's where I hate it. Here's the reason why I really strongly disliked this person. In his written bio, there's a question they ask everyone, why do you think you're going to be Soul Survivor? And his answer was, because I have what it takes, I'm going to be the Soul Survivor. That's the most...
That's fucking insightful.
Exactly. It's like, why do you think you're going to win? Because I'm going to win! It's like, slow your roll, guy. He's gone. He's going to be out of this thing real fast. I don't see him lasting long.
From a game perspective, the first couple days out there, you get by shutting up and doing your job and staying in the background. And then you can let your personality show after that. You know, make a couple close friends, but in the general, be quiet and let the noisy people vote themselves out.
Yeah.
And he's the one who says, I cannot possibly be quiet.
Yeah, it's just this guy.
He's going to run around camp talking at everyone and get himself voted out.
Yeah, well, let's not waste any more time on him because he's not going to be around very long. Yeah,
let's move on to my favorite.
Yeah, Rachel Akko. And I would think it was Akko, but she pronounced it specifically Akko, a 37-year-old recruiting director out of Los Angeles, Hollywood, California. 95-something-something-something. You said she's your favorite. You go first.
She might be a recruiting director right now, but she used to work for Playboy TV, where she did a couple lingerie shoots and was on a couple shows like Lesbian Chicken, which, go look it up. It's a pretty fun show. Yeah, she's my favorite. They're definitely fake tits, though. You can't tell in the video that they did, but you can tell on Lesbian Chicken. They're definitely fake. I mean, they're nice, but they're definitely fake.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
She was there.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. As I said with someone earlier, a millennial, Taylor. She seemed peppy and optimistic and just not really that interesting. So, whatever. Good for her. But, yeah, I don't think she'll last that long either. Finally.
And I think she'll also play the role of spoiler for a couple other women who are out there to try to play their... There are a couple women in this who want to play their flirty card.
It's
hard to play the flirty card when there's literally a playmate next to you.
That is true. Well, no, not a playmate. She was never centerfold.
Playboy TV.
Yeah. But that gives us finally.
Definitely fake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're fake.
Good job, you guys. I, being a gentleman, have not looked. The final person.
It's avoiding the internet.
Sundays.
She's not being a gentleman. She wants you to look. She's a fucking nude model.
Sunday Burquest. 45 years old.
How do you not become religious when your name is Sunday?
I know, right? That's kind of... I guess the only possible way is if you're the seventh kid and everyone else is named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She's from Otsego, Minnesota. She's a youth pastor, and she is super Minnesotan, yeah?
Yeah. Super?
She can name all 10,000 lakes.
The Lord saved her from cancer.
The Lord and chemotherapy.
No, she doesn't mention chemo.
I'm sure.
Chemo or doctors.
Yeah,
or
I know.
Modern medicine or anything like that. Nope. The Lord saved her from cancer.
And that's the thing. It's like, I believe all the things you want to believe. I have no cares. I love people who believe in stuff. Don't say like, oh yeah, no. God saved me from cancer. It's like, your doctor. Maybe God acted through your doctor, but your doctor saved you.
She kind of recovers. She says, like, oh, and I couldn't have gotten through without my family. Like,
yeah.
Great. I couldn't have gotten through without my faith. I couldn't have survived my battle with cancer without my faith. All that. Yes. Awesome. Religion is great for all those things. But I, you know, unless you just sat in the basement and prayed, you should thank your doctor a little bit too, because he worked really hard to save you.
Barring spontaneous remission, you want to stick with those people. At least send them a shout out. Say like, hey, thank you God for sending me to Dr. Ken. I really appreciate it.
Dr.
Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong was my cancer specialist. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah, if you want to say something like that, more power to you. Happy, but don't just be like, God save me. It's like, God and chemotherapy. Alright. You didn't seem to type in our bets. That's our people overall, whatever, a mixed bag of ho-hums and hum-hos. but we only met them for a minute and a half at most. Yeah, so
Ryan and I are ready to judge them already.
Yeah, I suspend judgment. I'm pretty ready. I suspend. So we'll do our bets. Somebody, well, actually, Andy, you got them all typed out, right? So yeah, you just them, so, read them okay. off one
let's
at a time.
Let's look at the list of the Gen X tribe, and we're going to make bets on who we think is the first Gen Xer who says that they did something strategic or smart because they're a Gen Xer.
Wait, can I amend it? I just want them to say they did something because they're Gen X, no matter what the hell it is. And the same just thing with millennials.
No.
Just did something because they're...
Well, that might be a little hard to judge. Yeah. Like, I get what you're going for, but we specificity is the soul of this thing. So right. Let's just go with the more specific one. And I'll take Paul Wachter off this one.
Okay. Let's see, the first Gen Xers... Oh, this is easy for me. Lucy.
She was the bodybuilder? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's the bodybuilder.
We should be okay.
You gonna say Brett?
But good Brett. Old boy. Okay, good old boys don't come from Massachusetts, but I see your point. All right, next.
He's a good old boy.
Next bet
is first millennial who does something crazy or dumb and says that they did it because they're a millennial.
We all want. Oh wait, Brian already.
Brian, you already called Taylor. I think we all want Taylor.
Yeah.
I called dibs first, but then Brian said that, so I'm going to give it to Brian. Brian's going to take Taylor, and he's going to win these 3 points. I am going to take the 18-year-old Will Wall, though.
That seems like a good bet. I'll go with, because she has a wonderful name, Figgy.
Yeah. I think this one is more likely to happen than the Gen X one first.
Yeah, definitely.
There are more millennials here who I think identify themselves as millennials than there are Gen Xers who identify themselves as Gen Xers.
That makes sense. Because yeah. Like they're like the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next running bet is the first Gen Xer who says millennials don't work for anything. Or are lazy, or some variation of that they don't work hard enough.
I will take... I think I'm going to take Cece.
Cece? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Saying Sunday.
Sunday?
I was saying the wrong person again. That was Michaela that was like, oh, I don't have TVs or anything.
Black women mixed up.
No, she's not Gen X.
I'll go, yeah, that's the reason.
You can say that.
I'll go with Sunday.
I mean, okay, we don't have to say it's the first Gen Xer. I mean, there's a millennial who's going to say that millennials don't work.
No, I'll still take Sunday.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so you guys are both going to take Sunday?
Oh, Brian took Sunday? I thought he took, Oh, shit, okay. No, I'll take someone else. Sorry, man. Wow, I swear to God I'm paying attention to what we're doing here. Let's go with, can I take Paul again? Yeah, I'll take Paul. Paul walked her again. I'm going to go for the Paul Wachter trifecta.
He's probably going to say both things in the same sentence.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to say Lucy again because I do think Lucy is a terrible person.
Oh, my.
But I don't want to double down like you, so I'm gonna hedge my bets and say Chris Hammonds, the alpha male, is going to say that millennials don't work for anything.
I can see that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so the next bet, we're going to get into our standard start of season bet. So what week do we think the first reshuffle of tribes will happen?
Four.
Alright.
I'm gonna go with three. Week three.
I was gonna say that, but I thought that would be too soon.
I'll take the outside then. I'll go with five.
Five? Okay. And this isn't exact. It's not over under, right? We're not doing prices right rules or anything. Alright, cool.
If it doesn't happen 3, 4, or 5, then none of us get the points. These are all for 3 points.
Wanted to make sure. Alright, so the next one should be the Deadpool, right?
First, we each pick a person. The first person among those that we pick that gets out, we get 3 points.
No matter how long it takes.
No matter how long it takes. Even if it's the merge.
Oh, God, we were so bad that year. Andy, you haven't gone first on any of these. You take this one.
Oh, this is going to be Paul Wachter.
Darn.
Yeah.
Brian?
Ryan, it will do Brian.
Okay, I'm going to say my annoying cousin.
Anna Shapiro.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's probably also going to be... Well, you know what? I have a feeling Takali will lose first. I think it'll be Sunday.
I think she's going to just get a little bit too judgy?
No. You know what? No, I take that back. I think it'll be Rachel. It'll be Rachel, because I think her personality is a little too bubbly and upbeat, and I think people are going to be like, I don't want to put up with this. And yeah, once she...
I was debating Rachel, too.
Yeah, and once she points out that she's married, I think, like, the single guys on there are going to be like, pass. That sort of thing.
And I think as soon as Rachel goes out there in a bikini and looks the way she looks, she's going to get sideways looks from the more religious people on her tribe and get voted out based on her appearance.
Yeah, because, like, the thing is, if she flirts at all, people are going to be like, oh, okay, well, I got to get rid of her because now I can't flirt. She's just better at
it. If she appears comfortable in a bikini in her body at all,
yeah, she's gonna get voted out. And if she just kind of doesn't appear to be a jackass, like, that's the thing is also, if she's nice, she's good looking, and like, she seemed a little bit on the small side. Like, I only saw her for like a minute and a half. I don't know, maybe she bench presses 200 pounds, but she didn't seem like she's that physically fit. So I don't think she's going to be very good in challenges. That's why I was going to go with Sunday originally, but now I'm thinking it's going to be Rachel.
Yeah, no, I watched Rachel for a lot more than a minute and a half. But yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know about that. I saw the picture of her naked. She's in good shape. She's not muscle bound, but like...
That was probably 20 years ago. Oh, wait, nope, that would be 17. I'm good bad at math.
That was 20 years ago? That's illegal.
Yeah. God. Yeah, you know, that was probably like 17 years ago. Time changes you. Yeah. All right. Do we have any other bets?
That's all of our bets.
Okay, cool.
Now it's draft, friends.
Yeah, we need a draft. Yeah.
All right. Do we want to do who's going to win the first immunity challenge?
Huh? Like, no. Make a bet on which tribe?
Yeah.
I think we're all going to pick the same, won't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right, never mind then. All right, in that case, all right.
Does anybody really think Gen X is going to win the first one?
No.
I could see them taking it. You know what? If you guys do 3 points and you give me 5, I'll take it at odds.
I'll make you a one-on-one bet, since I don't think Brian's interested in this. I'll make you a one-on-one bet for 5 points.
No, right now. No. I don't feel that good, but you... I would take 5. I'll take more odds, because I feel like the better chances for the millennials, so I'm not going to go 1-1. That's silly. Vegas wouldn't take that game. Or no, Vegas would, because they would
this
clean up.
This ain't Vegas. This is Survivor.
Survivor Las Vegas. All right, draft. Did I really finish
Nick, you
last
got the first
place?
Pick. You got the first pick, Nick, because you came in last season. Nick, then Brian, then me, two-time champion.
I kind of...
Shut it up.
Originally, I was going to steal Hannah, just because she's one of Brian's people. But he doesn't seem to be liking her very much, so I don't think that's going to be as fun. In that case, I'm going to take Brett. I think Brett can. I think Brett can go the distance.
That was my number one pick.
Yeah,
Brian. Round one, pick two.
I'm going with Zeke.
Zeke. Ooh.
Oh yeah, I like Zeke. Zeke's entertaining.
I'm going with Ken the Hedonist. Because Nick last season got by pretty far in his looks, and I think I tend to think that women will get by far in their looks on this game, but the pretty boy does pretty good too. So let's see, we're going to snake draft, so then round two, pick one is for me, and I am going to take Michaela, the black girl on the millennial tribe, who worked for what she had.
Yeah, I wanted her too.
Ryan?
I'm not sure which one I want first. I'm not going to tell you, because then you might, you know, pick the other one. But,
well, I know who I'm going for next, and you might take them, so if you take them, I'll be annoyed, but whatever.
No, the two people I'm thinking about are chicks. So,
take Paul.
So I'm going to go with Michelle, because she said she was going to flirt with everyone, and she's really cute. So,
haha, I'm taking Mari. I did the double bluff.
That's the one I was going to get.
Damn it. No,
you got the team I won, Nick.
All right, so there we go. I need one more.
Big draft, round three, pick one is you.
You know what? I believe in Adam. You guys hate him. You think he's a terrible human being. I believe in Adam.
That mean you're going to take him?
Because his name is Klein, you liar.
Yeah, so I'm going to... Oh, no, if I wanted to collect all the Jews, I would have taken Hannah and David also. David Wright is not a Jewish name, but he's a writer in for TV. He's Jewish.
Yeah, right? I mean,
yeah. Right,
let's get racist.
Damn it, I was going to pick Mari, but god damn it.
Round three, pick two.
I was going to pick Mari just because she's a gamer. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I did.
Ah, shit. I don't know.
Pass.
Okay, I should probably pick Rachel. The next person.
So. Take Rachel because you've seen her tits.
All right, that makes sense. I'll take Rachel.
God, you guys are horrible.
I didn't think that. All right. Okay, Brian, sure. Let's see. Round three, pick three. I'm going to take Jessica. The one that we all thought was blah, but on her written thing, she expresses that she grew up on a dairy farm.
Jessica Lewis. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Jessica Lewis. We all thought she was kind of blah, but she says she grew up on a dairy farm, and being blah is not a bad thing. I mean, she'll get far, and hopefully the dairy farm means she's relatively fit. And
she might have that Pam Poovy power.
Yeah, so let's go. I'm going to go with Jessica. There. So, Nick, your team, with your first overall pick, Brett, Mari, and Adam. Can I trade? I need.
No,
to get
you
Brett
can't.
I am a big fan of Brett, and I really wanted him on my team.
Oh, poor baby. Yeah. You should have drafted them first.
Yeah, well, just I didn't want to come in last.
Shush.
So I didn't want to get that first overall.
Shush your mouth, Brian.
Brian, you've got Zeke, Michelle, and Rachel. Okay. I got nothing about that team. I don't. Yeah.
It's an eclectic bunch.
Yeah, I like Zeke, but not that much. You know, Rachel's one of those ones that I feel like might be on the wrong tribe, too. She seems bubbly like a millennial, even though she's 37. So that might be a sneaky good pick, actually. I know you picked it for...
yeah, but she's tied for second youngest on the Gen X tribe, so...
Yeah, that's true. And then my team is Ken, Michaela, and Jessica. Feeling pretty good about that, even though I have two Gen Xers after purportedly hating older players. The millennials I like would take in. So that's all I got. All right. That's fantasy. We're all set for team. I'll get this up online tonight, which means by the time the episode goes up, you can go to outwitoutplayoutcast.com. On the left, click on fantasy rules, and there will be our teams, past winners, how we do the scoring, all that good stuff.
Yep, yep, yep. And in that case, we'll do it like yoga. Is there any moves you guys wanted to do that you didn't think you'd get a chance to do?
I just want to say, Andy, you were like, they're going to be, you know, I don't like the older people. One is a year older than you, and the other's 5 years older than you. Give me a break. The older people.
The ones I picked. Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right.
No.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right. In that case, we will see you guys. Let's see. So the first episode is September 21st. We record on the 22nd. Hopefully I'll get it up on the 23rd. Giggity.
Woo!
All right.
I am really excited for this season.
Good. Yeah. Considering you hate everyone and think they're all terrible people.
That makes great television.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll sign off for now and we will see you then. It's been far too long. I miss you all and I love you, listeners. Goodbye.
Of the Living Poop.